one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
And welcome back to Minuteman Radio, voice of the people, leading our government, not sitting around waiting for them to mess things up again. Before the break, we were talking about the border fence and this layered system of security that I really don't care how much cost. It's up to our federal government to back up their oath of office, and it's their constitutional mandate to protect this nation. And we were talking about doing that with, of course, personnel, and now fencing. And we do need fencing in certain areas. It's proven to be very effective. You look at the San Diego area, where a few years back, after jumping through the environmental regulations and the hoops and the restrictions, Border Patrol and our Department of Homeland Security built a triple-layered fencing system there that has decreased crossings in that area by 95%. Now, you get folks that will tell you, well, you know, we don't care if you build a 50-foot fence. Somebody's going to build a 51-foot ladder. Well, you know what? When you have a 50-foot fence and you back that up with the muscle of the U.S. military and our National Guard, that along with Border Patrol, using technology, we can reduce the effort of Border Patrol agents. We can help secure this country. And wouldn't it be amazing to see us actually put all of the resources we have available to us as American citizens, all the manpower, all of the resources, all of the technology? What do you think Border Patrol apprehensions would be a year after we implement this gauntlet of a deterrent? I got a feeling you'd have Border Patrol maybe apprehending 1,000 people. That would be more like it. And also, no one in their right mind would be attempting to breach this gauntlet of deterrence, this testament of the American people, showing our will to say, you're welcome to come, but you will come by our rules. You will enter this country in an orderly way through our ports of entry. What a concept. And that's what we're demanding as citizens of this nation. Our citizenship is worth something, and we want to make sure that immigrants understand that when they do enter this country, that they're protected, and that they're going to be expected to assimilate and raise their hand and pledge an allegiance to the nation, the United States of America, to understand our Constitution, learn our language, and assimilate. Now, of course, that doesn't mean they have to leave their cultures behind. This nation is at this point, as a school teacher, I've seen it as a beautiful mosaic of cultures and ethnicities. And I do believe when it's properly handled and when we allow immigrants enough time to assimilate, it's actually a strength to our nation. What can you do? We've talked about this earlier in the show. You sort of know what Minutemen do and what we don't do. What we are political activists, and we are making a change, and you need to participate. Now, we've all tried writing letters and showing up at town hall meetings and calling our representatives in Washington, but nothing has had the influence on Washington, D.C., as the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps volunteers being on that border and now in the streets of America across this country. Minutemen Civil Defense Corps volunteers showing up at city council meetings in their local communities, demanding that their public servants administer the business the way they think it should be administered and enforce the laws. What a concept. That's such a misnomer about this comprehensive immigration reform. We don't enforce the laws we have now. What good is it going to do to create more laws? And don't be sold on that idea. We should demand that Congress secure the border and secure the border only and enforce the laws that we have now. We talk about taking away the magnet that attracts people to this country. How about enforcing the laws on the employers? It's a Class 5 felony already to hire, transport, or harbor an illegal alien in this country. A felony offense. We need some CEOs of some big corporations doing the perp walk, handcuffed, going to jail. That would send a message to everyone else. We need mandatory Social Security verification. Right now it's voluntary. Well, if I can get away with exploiting a human being for pennies on the dollar of what I'd have to pay a documented person, then I'm going to exploit it. I guess you could say that's how the free market works sometimes. But the free market needs to be regulated by enforcing the laws of this nation. So what can you do? You can go to www.MinutemanHQ.com and you can register to be a Minuteman, a volunteer. Doesn't matter if you can't go to the border. And the border's not for everyone. We have local chapters. We have a chapter here in Phoenix. We have a chapter in Mesa. We have chapters in Tucson. We have ways that we can make a difference. Right here in Phoenix, we've been dealing with helping communities in shutting down unauthorized day labor centers. We had a major victory, 42nd Street and Thomas, where our Minuteman volunteers here in Phoenix demanded that the local authorities protect the citizens in that community from the crime, from being hounded by men standing at a Home Depot parking lot, standing on street corners in the neighborhoods every day, creating trash and crime, drugs, you name it. So it's one of the ways that you can get involved. Right now we have a day labor site protest in Mesa that has been ongoing and will continue to gain more attention as we work to help communities in shutting down these unauthorized day labor centers, encouraging law enforcement, and actually demanding that law enforcement begin enforcing the laws. Of course, we hear law enforcement say, and many mayors and city council say, well, it's a federal issue. It's a federal government's job. Well, you know what? The federal government's failed. They failed miserably at this job, and now it's time for us to demand that our local governments do what's necessary to protect our communities and to start addressing the criminal element that follows these illegal migrant workers all across this country. And so you can learn more about our Mesa day labor site protests at www.MinutemanHQ.com. We've been very successful in Herndon, Virginia, Chicago, now Des Moines, Iowa, Kansas City, where we the people are taking back our communities and addressing this issue. And how you can address the issue is by joining us, at least here in Arizona and Texas and New Mexico and California, or along the northern border. If you're listening by over the internet at www.kknt960.com, you can help with national security. You can help us with this renaissance of this civil defense movement that we have around the country. You know, one of the things the media won't tell you also is that we work along the northern border. We have operations along the northern border in Washington State, in New York, Vermont, New Hampshire. We're developing a river watch operation along the Detroit River in the Detroit-Windsor area. It's amazing. A couple of months ago, I was up on the northern border, had a tour of the Detroit River and the St. Clair River with Border Patrol agent. And I was out there at night with my night vision, and I was astounded to see boatloads full of people leaving Canada and floating across the Detroit River. And hearing the stories of Border Patrol and the landowners and the boat owners in that area who say, oh, yeah, it happens almost every night on a nightly basis. You think you got a problem on the southern border? Same thing's going on in the northern border. Every night, boatloads full of illegal immigrants are floating across the river, landing on our shores and disappearing into America. Granted, some of them are looking for a better life, but how many of them could have nefarious intentions? How many of them could be terrorists coming into this country? You can join us for our next 30-day operation. The Minutemen work every month on the border in all four southern border states and along the northern border. We call them monthly musters. Sometimes we work 2 days, 3 days, sometimes a week. Twice a year, October and April, and October's coming up. And we encourage you to go to our website, www.minutemanhq.com, or call our offices and register. Register for the October muster, our 30-day operation called Operation Block Watch, where we'll be working along the border in the Altar Valley, in the Naco, Cochise County area, where we'll be holding the line, assisting Border Patrol, and building fences. So you can volunteer to help build a fence. We need labor. We need construction help. Or you can volunteer to sit and blockade part of the border and assist Border Patrol. Operation Block Watch starts on September 30th, and it'll run all the way through Sunday, October 29th, a full 30-day, 24/7 operation in all four southern border states. So contact us, www.minutemanhq.com. You can call our offices at 520-829-3112, 520-829-3112. And you can speak to one of our volunteers at our national headquarters who can give you more information on our upcoming 30-day operation, where we'll continue to send a message to Washington, D.C. We'll continue to send a message to President Bush, Senator McCain, Senator Kennedy, all of our Congress. Secure the border. That's what we want, and we're not leaving the border until we're honorably relieved from duty by the National Guard, by the U.S. military if necessary. When we see those walls being erected, when we see the federal government step in and do their job, we'll gladly go home. Trust me, I've got better things to do, but saving my country and bringing national attention to this is the goal of all Minutemen Civil Defense Corps volunteers. We're here to make a difference. We are political activists. We need your assistance in joining in with us. And each week on this show, we're going to begin looking at what everyone says is a complicated issue. Well, actually, the issue is not complicated. The problems that have been created because of the failures of our federal government, that's the mess. You know, let's clean up the mess after we stop the flood. You must stop the flood. I use the Hurricane Katrina analogy. You know what? The levee's broken, and the floodwaters continue 24 hours a day. But you know what? We can't clean up the mess, and we can't address the complicated issues of having upwards of 20 million people in this country illegally, of dealing with the criminal elements, the gangs, until we first secure the borders. That's the goal, and we need your support. Join us for the month-long operation. Next week on the show, we will have, on our first live show, we will have our Arizona State Director, Stacy O'Connell, will join us to discuss the month-long October Operation Block Watch, which will be headquartered at Three Points, Arizona. We're there to help support the private property owners in that area who are overrun 24/7. We'll also be talking with Nina May from FOMGUARD and bring you more information about what happens with building fences on the border. So a lot of great information coming up. We hope you will continue to listen, and we'll be right back.
To Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox. We break down the myths surrounding the Minutemen, what the mainstream media won't tell you. Join us every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. as we protect your rights as an American on News Talk 960, KKNT.